Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls, or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
Build a polished wardrobe that shows you stay you wherever you go with Mack Weldon. Use code MACK25 for 25% off your first order of $125 or more at MackWeldon.com.
This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
The line between killer and hero is thinner than you think. You're listening to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Featuring retired FBI special agent and chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program, Robin Dreek.
It's amazing what the human mind can tell itself as being, this is normal. This is part of how this works. With not that much suggestion. I mean, really, I mean, it's more so if someone has the power and that's a place you want to get to, and that person is saying, this is what you need to do, as absurd as it may be to the rest of normal society, people oftentimes will go, oh, well, this must be part of the secret. This must be part of what goes on behind the scenes. That to me is kind of shocking, even though I accept it. It's real, but it is shocking just how quickly we can adapt to say, oh, this is how it goes.
All right. So I'm gonna throw the curveball in here from history.
Yeah.
So us as a species, we've been around hundreds of thousands of years, close to like 1.2 million, I think, as Homo sapiens compared to, and we're the youngest out of the Homo Neanderthals, you know. So, you know, we're one of the species of Homo. And so if you look at that span, and recorded history goes back probably about 10, 15, 20,000 years tops, where we were actually written down and can record and find evidence of our cognitive thought processes. So you look at that evolution, right? So you're thinking that we're really evolved today. We wouldn't do these things like the ancient tribal man. Well, only about 400 to 500 years ago, we were burning witches at the stake.
And in some places, they still do.
Because of groupthink.
Yeah.
Because of the myths that we tell ourselves as a species that allowed us to coalesce together beyond a tribe of 150 to go into larger groups, we coalesced around urban legends. We coalesced around stories that we told ourselves and mythology and all these things so that we could collectively come together for group survival, but also to our detriment. So it's amazing what the human brain can do. You know, Robert Greene, as you and I have mentioned numerous times, the laws of human nature is that we consume information that validates our own self-opinion. If you've been indoctrinated that your self-opinion is X, Y, and Z, you're going to constantly consume information and surround yourself by people that are going to validate that self-opinion because it becomes part of the most important thing to us as a human being is our identity.
Yeah.
And when someone tries ripping that identity away, it's extremely disturbing and we fight back against it and we don't want to know about it. So we hide. And so that's why we surround ourselves by people that validate that self-opinion. That's why grooming into these horrendous group things to the individual inside it, they don't see it because they don't have an optic from that outside in.
That's true. Optics are so important when dealing with anything like this. Let's talk about Kanye West. He has been brought up, named in a civil suit recently involving Diddy, mainly focusing on Kanye, from a former assistant of his, saying that he took her to a Diddy party. And at this Diddy party, he sexually assaulted her. That according to the allegations against him. So this would be one of our first big names, I think, that has dropped, that it's not in the federal indictment. This is in a complete civil case. Of course, Kanye denying all of this, saying, you know, they've been battling this person forever and accusations and slanderous, blah, 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 blah. could be completely slanderous, could be completely, you know, an accusation that goes absolutely nowhere. We don't know yet. It is just that. But this would be the first of some big names that found the environment of a Diddy party to be a place where it would be acceptable to maybe engage in this kind of behavior, bringing his assistant to it. And then this happens, allegedly. What's your thoughts on this? Is this something that we're going to see more of, where it seems maybe celebrities brought their underlings? And I'm not trying to say that in any sort of negative way, but she was a, you know, she was an assistant of his. So that would be under him in the way of the business structure. And probably also very intimidating. And you get into an environment where people are having sex with everybody. Things can happen. And the idea of a sexual assault taking place in that environment, it's not going to be noticed at all. It's going to look like this is something else that's just kind of going on in this party.
People bring people to places where they feel safe doing things.
Yeah.
And Diddy created an environment where unhealthy, abhorrent behavior was safe for the people that wanted to commit it, and became a focal point for that. And when you use the levers of influence and manipulation, like fear, control, power, the enticements of the material world, of pleasures, you know, and people, again, our motivations as human being is we want to do things that allow us to feel safe. And if you have a deviant mindset of what it is you want to do that is really not good, you know, like sexually assaulting people, destroying lives, all these things, but you feel you found a place you can do these things, these hedonistic things, and get away with it because you feel safe there, it's going to gravitate towards it. We just want to do things that allow us to feel safe for our behavior. Luckily, we have this thing called law and order that keeps those things from happening until you get a tribe mentality that kind of coalesce, and that tribe mentality is able to foster and grow because of the resources they have in which to do it, which is power, which is the greatest resource he was using. Money allowed him to have that power, but that power and influence was the resource that allowed it to happen.
What I find interesting about the whole thing is that it took place on Diddy's land, in Diddy property, and in Diddy world, and Diddy sex land, whatever the fuck it is. And it wasn't something, this is an assistant. So I'm sure they're in many situations where it's the two of them together in a more private setting. Why he felt comfortable to do it in that sort of setting. But I think that's just it. It was an open place for this to happen. He might have not felt safe doing this in a more, it's strange, like in a more private environment or something where there wouldn't be other people around. This was at a party of his. It just seems bizarre to think that this is the safe environment, but that's how bizarre this all is. Diddy created an environment where it was safe for sexual assault on a mass scale.
It was the accepted norm.
Yeah.
I mean, let's take a very altruistic, nice look, not at Diddy, but other ways in which people do this. So my family and I just went to the Renaissance Fair in Maryland.
Yeah.
And at the Renaissance Fair in Maryland, it's the largest on the East Coast, people dress up. And you have some funny characters. You have, you know, it's like Halloween and people acting out their old British accents and English. I mean, it's a hoot, right? Mm-hmm. Same thing go to Disney World. Kids show up in costumes.
Yep.
And so these are types of behaviors and accents and things you wouldn't do outside of the Renaissance Fair.
Sure.
Because you'd feel awkward. You wouldn't feel safe. You'd feel like you're being ridiculed and accused and not felt accepted for that behavior outside that environment. But because the Renaissance Fair creates an environment of safety for those behaviors, which are healthy and fun and entertaining, you can do it there. Outside of there? No.
Yeah.
Same thing. So Diddy created his own Diddy Fair.
Sexual Renaissance Fair.
Exactly what happened. So people only will feel safe doing those horrendous behaviors inside a Diddy world.
Yeah. That's true. Because if you've ever run into those Renaissance people who take it really hardcore at like the Piggly Wiggly, they're weird.
But you get them inside their environment, it's and all normal. Of a sudden they start strutting yeah. around, the chest is puffed yeah. out.
It's like, do you know where the bread is here? Well, fine, sir. It's past the... Like, what is wrong with you? Yeah.
I've brought us down so many different angles today, whether we're talking about the 1500s and burning witches or the Renaissance Fair. But it's all human behavior over periods of time.
It very much is.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
All right, true crime addicts, let's cut the crap. You're knee-deep in the gory details of your favorite podcast when suddenly a commercial hits like a bad meal. Seriously? You deserve better. Upgrade to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, where you can binge without those annoying ads. Plus, get extended interviews that go deeper into the darkness and early access to episodes so you can be the first to know. It's like trading up from fast food to fine dining, but with more blood. So, go ahead. Search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and feast on the good stuff.